Lecture topic, effects of taking dua.
Bismillah. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala on occasion found the opportunity and he prepared everything that was required for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come and make wudu. So before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, everything was in place. And he saw this, became very happy. He asked, who did this? He was informed it was Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. So on that occasion he gave him dua. So the dua was that Allah ta'ala, it was a dua of knowledge for him. Allahumma allimhu al-kitab wa faqqihhu fi al-deen. And Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu is known as the Habrul Ummah, the sage of the Ummah, meaning a very great alim of the Ummah. Whereas when he passed away, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he was barely about 13 years old. There are many other senior sahaba who were far senior to him, but he gained this title. So the title that he gained was on the account of the knowledge that he had, whereas he didn't have that amount of time in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared to many others. So everyone was very great, but he surpassed them in ilm. And what he stated is that he surpassed them in ilm was the barakat of this dua of this occasion. At this particular occasion, this dua that he received, this was a barakat of it. Now this dua he did not ask formally for this dua, that he is requesting some dua. That too is established to ask and request for dua, but he didn't request at that time that please make dua for me. But the khidmat that he made and what he provided at a time when it was required, that brought out the dua without even asking for it. Now this is what is called taking dua. One is asking dua and the other is taking dua. Taking dua is to conduct oneself with one's seniors, one's parents, others, in such a way that that dua comes out spontaneously. There isn't even a need to ask for it. And that dua has a very special effect. That dua has a very deep impact. And many, many people who progressed and went to heights, if you ask them, they'll say to you that in their life, there were those opportunities which Allah Ta'ala blessed them with, where they received dua without even asking in a very special way. And that they believe took them where they went. Now that is something we need to look for. You don't just, that will happen, but when a person is searching for it, then he'll get it too. But that comes to a person who is generally trying to do what is correct. When he's trying and he's making the effort to do what is correct, to stay in the direction that he's supposed to stay in, then that's the direction in which his opportunities will come. But if he decides he'll go in every other direction, and sometimes he'll also try to find this, then that is a bit far-fetched. That generally doesn't happen in that way. The person is on a road where things are normally found on that road, then he'll find it. But it's not on the road that he looks for, he is going on, he's not going to find it there. The person who is generally taking all other turns, left and right, and on those turns too, he expects to find this to happen sometime, generally doesn't work like that. So the point is, that we have to make the effort to be going in the right direction all the time, and in that looking for these opportunities as well. And that sometimes makes a world of difference to a person's progress in deen, progress in ilm. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make dua ourselves. Very often, unfortunately, it's neglected. Days might go past that we haven't made earnest dua, not just the routine dua. Deep-hearted, earnest dua. And together with that, taking dua also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.